Well, the Lord's been talking to me through the day today. So I want to just share a few thoughts with you tonight. I'd like you to pray for us. Thinking about spiritual warfare, I think of a song. I believe the title of it is No Ground. And it says, can you feel the lateness of the hour? Can you see the battle going on? Don't give up when you stumble. You're sure to lose your way. Just tune your ears where you can hear when the trumpet sounds. We're not giving up no ground. No ground, the chorus says. We're giving up no ground. We've got a cause we're fighting for. I believe the way we usually sing it says worth fighting for. Devil, we're not going to take no more. No ground. We're giving up no ground. We're absolutely positively glory bound. We're not giving up no ground. This may not be grammatically correct, but it has a punch to it, doesn't it? And it means something. And tonight, I would like for us all through this meeting to decide in our hearts, folks, we're in a battle, we're in spiritual warfare, and God wants us to fight. Amen. We're not planning on giving up any ground to the enemy tonight. The next verse goes on to say, sometimes compromising seems the best way, but never when the truth becomes involved. You can light a candle and hide it from the world. Make up your mind to shine when night is all around. We're not giving up no ground. People all around us have opinions, offering advice they think is right. But we know there's a difference in what's right and wrong. Hold tightly to the truth that you've already found. We're not giving up no ground. I want to look in 1 Timothy 1 and 18 and 19. It says here, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. You know, tonight, Paul told Timothy, he said, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. And tonight I'm thinking about the battle that we're in, the warfare that we're in. Folks, I believe God wants you and I to fight. I believe He wants us to learn to fight the battle against the enemy that we face today and win. We're in a spiritual battle. We're in a warfare, and we need to realize it. And we need to recognize, why did that bomb come lopping my way? Well, you're in a battle. You're in a fight. We're in warfare. And folks, we've got some defenses we need to shore up, and we've got some things God wants us to get a hold of and go and take to the enemy's side. The Lord wants us to lop some things over there. And so tonight, I just want us to think about spiritual warfare a little bit, and that we might war a good warfare. Folks, this is the first night of the meeting. I thought sure, sitting there, there was other ministers here. I thought sure, well, I've got a pass tonight. But after nobody got up and I knew the Lord had been talking to me all day, I'm going to give what God gives me by the grace of God. So you pray for us tonight. 1 Peter 4 and 12. Listen to what the scripture says. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part He is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. You know, the Lord has told us that if we suffer as a Christian, we have something to glory in, because we are taking God's cause. We are taking His ways, and we are suffering for the Lord. We have something to glory in, don't we? But don't let us suffer as an evildoer. Don't let us suffer as one that is a thief or something of that nature. I want us to think about the first verse here we just read in 1 Peter. It says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." Do you know that we are in a battle? As we said earlier, we are in a war. If we don't believe we are in a war, look around to what's happening all around us in our country. The war on values, the war on Christianity, the war on faith, believing in God, the war on values, the war on the things that we hold dear. Folks, it's everywhere. And if we think that we're going to live in a place that is besieged with evil like it is here, without taking a few hits, folks, we're just not realizing we're in the battle then. We're in a warfare. And don't think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. There's going to be some things that we are going to face. Satan, I believe, is set loose for a little season. There's a time here where he is working at his full potential. He's doing everything he can. He's not only doing it on a national level. He is fighting you and me. And the Lord wants us to pluck up heart and courage. We're in a battle and we've got to win. And we're not going to give up ground just because it gets hot. The battle may be fiery. It may be hot and there may be hard things sometimes. But I believe the Lord wants us to pluck up faith and continue to work for Him. Continue to do His will. Continue in the midst of it all to seek the Lord and to seek His ways. I believe tonight the Lord would like for you and me to be about His work, realizing that there is a battle going on. I want to look at Job, the first chapter, and bring the spotlight in just a little bit tonight on the battle that is behind the scenes. We find in Job 1 and 7, it says, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord, and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil?" Do you think Satan had considered Job? He knew something about Job, didn't he? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." Do you know that there's some things here that I believe it's good for us to recognize? There is behind the scenes spirits at work. Folks, many times the things that we see happening are because there are spirits behind the scene. Now, that seems kind of creepy to us, doesn't it? Listen, it is true. We're in a battle. What happened with all of Job's things, all that was going on, all of that destruction and everything, that was the devil. Can we believe the devil did that? He sure did. You know, there was something going on here that Job was totally unaware of. But Job was a man of integrity. And I want to tell you some things. I want to look at the scripture and recognize a few things that it tells us here. Who asked who what they had been doing? Did Satan ask God what you've been doing? Satan is very much under God's power. It was God that asked Satan, what have you been doing? And you know what? He said, I've been going about through the earth. And what do you reckon he had been doing going about through the earth? I want to come back to this in a minute. I want to look at scripture to see what he'd been doing. 1 Peter 5 and 8 tells us a little about what Satan was doing. It says here, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You know what the devil's doing? What Satan is doing? He's going about through the earth looking for those he may devour. Looking for those whose heart is not set upon God. And do you know what he wants to do to them? He wants to do everything he can. What he did to Job was what God allowed him to. What he does to other people is he gets them in deep, deep dark troubles. Listen, let's read on here. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Do you know tonight there's a battle that's going on in the background that we know nothing of, because we cannot see it, except it be spiritually discerned. Do you know when the devil is tempting you? He is tempting you because he wants to take advantage. We read the scripture to not let any of us suffer as a thief or as a murderer. Do you know that that is what Satan's people suffer from? Do you know what we suffer? We suffer when the Lord allows the enemy to lop some bombs at us, to do something, to try to accuse us, to try to destroy us, and yet he cannot. We find in the story of Job where Satan had to readily admit, you've got a hedge around him. Everything he has, you're blessing. Now, does that tell us anything? In the midst of Satan's work, the Lord was blessing Job richly. And there was a little oasis around Job, and he protected him on every side. And he blessed him and he prospered him. And you know what? There for a bit, he let some of that hedge back. Now, he didn't let it all the way back. He said, there's a line. You can't take his life. But you can test him. And you know what? We find that Job, as a man of integrity, we find him holding right there in the battle. In spite of all that he saw, in spite of all that he faced, he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Job had a testimony. He knew the Lord. Folks, tonight I want to tell us the Lord wants us to do warfare with the enemy. He doesn't want us to be a victim of Satan's designs. When people begin to go up that little channel, they don't know that they're going to suffer as one of Satan's people. They're going to suffer as maybe a liar. And they want everybody to trust them, and they can't. And they can't even trust themselves. And they're going to suffer as an evildoer. And they're going to suffer the shame that thievery brings when they're caught and their name's in the paper. And they're going to suffer as a murderer, maybe. And all of those things. That's what Satan makes his victims to suffer. But I want to tell us tonight, as a Christian, there is a hedge around us. And Satan can only say to God, you have a hedge around them. I can't do such and such. I can't do anything to them. Because you've got them hemmed in on every side. You're blessing them right in the midst of all. I'm going roundabout throughout the whole earth trying to destroy. And these people are being blessed. You know what? We're getting a picture of what happens in the spirit realm. Satan causes many troubles, distresses, and evils in today's world because people do not realize when they fall prey to him. They do not realize when they turn their hearts away from God that Satan will make them a prey. They do not realize what is fixing to happen in their lives. In today's world, probably more than ever before, folks, perhaps more than ever before, it is not in any way safe to not be under God's protection. I want to encourage us tonight. Oh, fight the battle, folks. Don't we know we're with one that wins every battle? Don't we know we're with one that has made a hedge around your life and mine? And Satan cannot even penetrate it. All he can do is say, yes, Lord, but there isn't anything I can do. This story is very telling that Job has told. He has to speak to God, and God asks him what he wants, and he has to answer. Do you know that he has to answer? God asked him a question, and he had to answer because he is in a much sub position to the Lord. Do we realize tonight that we are not at the mercy of the devil? We are in the hands of a mighty God. And there is not going to be one thing happen in our lives, and I believe this, except God steps back and says, that's okay. That's okay. And you know when the Lord says it's okay? It's okay. There's been many martyrs. There's been millions of them. And you know what? I think we could ask every one of them, and they'd say, it's all right. It's okay. It's okay. You know what? It is good to put ourselves in the hands of the Lord tonight. Oh, saints, we're in a spiritual warfare. Let's take our armor. Let's learn to use it. Let's learn to be sober and to be vigilant. This word sober, it means to abstain from wine, to keep sober. You know what this is speaking of? It means to not have your senses in a spiritual way intoxicated with the world. Keep yourself from the world. The Lord tells us to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Don't let the things, the spirits that work, the allurements of the world take our hearts and minds. Let them be solidly sold to do the will of God. I will not take my eyes off of my goal and my God. I will not. You know, when we do that, I believe he says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he can't devour you if you're sober and vigilant. He cannot. Isn't that wonderful tonight? He cannot. Thank you, Lord. He has given us the victory. And we're not giving up any ground. We're not going to give our mind to him. We're not going to give our time to him. We're not going to give him our affections. Oh no, he's not going to come up there and say, hey, I'm the devil. Give me your affections. He's going to plant something real pretty out there. Something that he wants you to chase after. It costs lots of money. And it puts you in a whole nother bracket. Folks, listen. Let's follow God wholeheartedly. And I believe we'll find ourselves winning our battles. The Lord wants us to win some battles. He wants us to win some war, some battles that come against us that wants to entrap our lives. I believe the Lord wants us to put our foot on the ground, as he told Joshua, And he said, every place that you put the sole of your foot, it's yours. Do we not know that we are in a warfare? Do we not know the ground's not just going to come our way? But God has given it to His people tonight. Thank the Lord. Now I want to tell you about someone else that goes to and fro through the earth. In 2 Chronicles 16 and 9. For the eyes of the Lord, 2 Chronicles 16 and 9. Listen to this. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of him whose heart is perfect toward Him. That's the first part of that verse. Do you know that the devil's not the only one going through the earth? Do you know that the eyes of the Lord, the one that the devil has to answer to if he asks him, the eyes of the Lord's going to and fro because He's going to show Himself strong in the behalf of those that put their trust in Him. God help us tonight to put our whole trust in God's hands. Lord, I put my life in Your hands. I put myself, I put my whole, I give You my body, I give You my mind, I give You my future and my past. I give You everything. And I believe when we do that, He'll show Himself strong in our behalf tonight. The scripture in Proverbs 4 and 23, I'll just quote it. It says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You know, tonight, our warfare is to keep our heart. Our warfare is to do the will of God. And I want to encourage us during this meeting, God help us to gain every foot, every piece of ground that we can gain in this meeting. We are here to do battle, and we're not giving up any ground to the enemy. The Lord help us to do warfare and to realize God is my defense. There's so many scriptures you could use for that. I want to read to us in 2 Corinthians 10 and 3. Another scripture we're very familiar with. 3 to 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now that's pretty plain. Our weapons are going to be, our swords are going to be beat into plowshares, the prophecy says. Why do we not believe in picking up swords and going to war? Because the Lord prophesied that they were going to be beat into plowshares. And He's told us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not the kind everybody else uses. He says here, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down. I just want to stop right there for a minute. Casting down the enemy on every hand. Casting down his work. Casting down all of his accusations. You know, the enemy came against Jerusalem one time, and they sent men out there to holler up to the men on the wall, to discourage them, to tell them there's no way you can win this. There's no way. And then they just put men out there just spending their day just trying to discourage. Do you know that the Lord wants us to know that God is our God? And He wants us to cast down every work, every imagination. He wants us to cast down every high thing that exalteth itself against God, against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having, listen to this, in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Oh, thank the Lord tonight. God, I believe, has a lot for us, folks. The Lord help us tonight. I want to give us another song. And I love this song. I've used it before. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added afflictions, does God walk off? Oh no. How many of us have seen added afflictions? How many of us have seen the fires get hot? And the skies look black and impossible? And you know what it says? To added afflictions, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. Thank the Lord tonight. Fear, when we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. Fear not that thy need shall exceed his provision. Our God ever yearns his resources to share. Lean hard on the arm everlasting, availing the Father, both thee and thy load will upbear. His love has no limits. His grace has no measure. His power no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. That's what the song says. Have we not found it to be so? Oh, tonight, we're in a warfare, folks. I don't want to hold us too long, but listen. Put on the whole armor of God. There's so much more we could say tonight. Ephesians 6 and 11, it talks about putting on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole thing through the meeting. Be asking God, Lord, what do you want to clothe me with? David, when he went to fight the battle against the giant, he was like, I can't do that. I can't put that on. But you know, God has some armor for you and me that he does want us to put on. And it says here that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. You know, I've been thinking more lately. Truth, folks, you know we have to be clothed with truth. It is not just all in our heart. The Lord said that he's seeking for those that worship him in what? In spirit and in truth. The Father seeketh such to worship him. It'll protect us against error. Truth is valuable. The world wants to completely set it aside as if it all just matters about how you feel toward God. Folks, truth matters. It'll protect our soul. And the scriptures tell us to arm yourselves with all the armor of God. Above, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Let's persevere, saints. Oh, we're come together. Aren't camp meetings wonderful? But I will tell you this. Behind the scenes of these meetings are spiritual strongholds and battles. They must be broken. Folks, we have work to do this week. I urge every one of us to set aside in our hearts and our time prayer and seeking God and some fasting and searching for God. Lord, that you might break the weapons of our warfare are strong enough to break every stronghold. And that's what the scripture tells us. It is able. Strongholds are strong places. They're places the Lord wants to break down. It comes, I think about the different kinds of strongholds. Some of them are very, very strong. And the Lord told us, He said, some things only come from by prayer and fasting. The Lord told us that. Do you know tonight, I trust God will meet us in this place this week. I trust that He will pour out His Spirit upon you and upon me and encourage our hearts and cause our hands to learn to fight and war. Men and women, to be men and women of God, to fight and win our battles. Folks, the Lord didn't put us out here without arming us to win. And He wants us to know that. And He wants us to take up our battle, take up our warfare, take up those things and learn to use them, those weapons, and learn to win in our battles. Oh, how God wants us to do that. You know, Paul ended that, went on with that little bit by saying this, and pray for me. He said, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Do you know that Paul knew and felt his need, and he knew that there was an enemy fighting every word he said. And he said, you pray for me that I might be able to make known the mystery of the gospel. Do you know that we need to be praying this week for the Word of God? That we might with boldness, with anointing from the Spirit of the Lord, make known the will of God to the people? I believe the Lord wants to help us today. I believe He wants to deliver from some strong holds this week. The Lord wants to do some work, and He wants us to pray that down. Some things come by fasting and prayer, and I urge us tonight that we gather together for battle this week. Oh, don't we enjoy these times? Yes, we do. But I will tell you, there is a battle going on. There are souls at stake, and I want to see them saved. I don't want to see them just be a little different. I want to see them saved from sin and changed, lives changed. I want to see holds that the enemy has had on people broken. And I've been pleading with God to do that. The Lord help us. Lord, teach me your ways. Teach me how to war with teach my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Oh, I believe God wants to work with us this week. And I just hope that from this point that we decide I'm all in. I'm going to be in the battle this week. There is a warfare, and I'm going to pray God until it is accomplished. Amen.